Breakfast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
We start with breaking news from Gauteng. Controversial Northwest businessman Brown Mokgotsi has survived an alleged attempt on his life. The Matlanga Commission of Inquiry has confirmed reports of an apparent hit targeting Mokgotsi and Vosloorus on the East Rand last night. It's believed gunmen opened fire on his vehicle. Mokgotsi's name is featured prominently at both the Commission and Parliament's ad hoc inquiry and probes into alleged corruption within the criminal justice system. The Commission spokesperson Jeremy Michaels told the SABC they're concerned about Mokgotsi's safety.
And I should perhaps add that we have been in touch as the Commission with Mr. Mokgotsi around his safety. Of course, it is up to an individual witness to accept witness protection.
Speaking to reporters at the local police station this morning, National SAP spokesperson Atlinda Marte says police are investigating a case of attempted murder. She says they've encouraged Mokgotsi to open a case.
We can confirm that our local criminal record center did attend to the scene. Our forensic experts, your fingerprint experts and so on, your ballistic experts. I'm told by the acting station commander that Mr. Brown Mokgotsi did promise to avail himself at the police station at around 8 o'clock to open a case so that we can formally take his statement. We are still waiting for him and we are hoping that he will present himself because now it's past 8 o'clock and he has still not arrived.
Premier Tommy Ntuli says the working conditions of police officers stationed at the Eswatini border will be the subject of discussions with the police minister. Ntuli says they want to explore practical measures to strengthen security controls at the Kolela border post. He says the influx of undocumented migrants and illegal smuggling are issues that continue to undermine the economies of KZN and the neighbouring kingdom. Ntuli and customs officials discussed measures to curb crime at the border post yesterday. The Premier says law enforcement officers spoke about a number of challenges, including the poor condition of police stations in the area.
In terms of the number of the human resource they have, they see the need that if there more can be added, will in fact strengthen their fight against crime. When we meet even at a Minimac, that are some of the issues we'll be raising, because I will be taking to the Minimac issues of crime that are affecting KwaZulu-Natal, wherein we believe that we require the intervention of the National Minister of Police.
And the first civil trial relating to the 2019 crash of a Boeing MAX plane operated by Ethiopian Airlines has opened in the US. All 157 people on board the aircraft died when the jet went down 6 minutes after departing Addis Ababa for Nairobi. An 8-person jury was selected when the trial got underway in New York yesterday. Opening statements are due to be heard this afternoon. Family members of 155 victims filed lawsuits alleging wrongful death and negligence, among other claims. While many cases have settled, 11 are continuing. A recap of our lead story. Controversial Northwest businessman Brown Mokgotsi has survived an alleged attempt on his life. The Matlanga Commission of Inquiry has confirmed reports of an apparent hit targeting Mokgotsi and Vosloorus on the East Rand last night. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.